have their power. And I said everybody, but people that live up in the hollows where they lost a whole series of power poles still may not have their power on, because the poles have to be taken out and holes drilled and new poles put in and new wire put in. So that was one devastating storm. And let's see what else. Yesterday was a rather slow day. We sort of took it easy and rested yesterday. And we don't have a lot on our plate today. So I tried to take a nap twice yesterday, and I could not get to sleep. But I slept last night, went to bed at the usual time, 10 o'clock. And I got awake at about 5:38. And by about 5 minutes till 6, we were out walking. Really hadn't planned on walking this morning, but XYL thought that we should. I thought we'd walk later on in the day, but it's nice to get it over with and not have to fret about it. WU3S. It's the home of Washington's Monument. KNMHC in the group.
This is WU3S. Good signal. That be in the radio station changing the weather guide. They want to change the name of the program that brings up these interesting questions. So they're going to hold a contest. I don't know what the prize is going to be. They said they hadn't made up their mind yet what the prize was going to be. But they want to change the name of the program. They don't like Ask the Weather Guys. But they had a very odd question on today. By the way, my thermometers both read 71 degrees this morning, and there's no sign of sun. The sky is white, and they did say there was a possibility of some precipitation today. And the question asked was, does NASA have any information that says other people are aware of life on Earth? The question is why that this questioner assumes there is life on other planets. They made a few comments about that. But they did go on to elaborate on the opposite effect. Do we know that there was life on Mars or the moon or someplace else? And of course, this is where all the experiments have been made to see if fresh water is on any other body. When we have checked Mars for water, you know, there's all this country. Because they're talking about media rights, landing on the earth. They talk about whether they come from outer space. From the asteroid belt. From the remote distance of the space. They say there's a bunch of meteors just out beyond Pluto, and every time we pass near a certain star in our vicinity, still 4 light years away, but near enough, they say, to shake up the asteroids out there, and some of them come in to the Earth. So all this was questionable. But why the questioner thought that we already knew we had life on other planets, that would be investigating us, they thought that was pretty far. Now, I haven't reported it before. My tiger lilies are now in bloom. W3ZRQ. This is WU3S.
WU3S and the group W3ZRQ. Both when you first started out there, Quentin, you were down in the mud, but towards the tail end of your transmission, you came right up full quieting here. Real nice copy. Yesterday we had our doctor's appointment. Got down there at 7 o'clock. I'm on the workbench getting tests done. 9 o'clock, I seen the doctor. He talked to me for about a half an hour, and afterwards he says, I'll see you next year. So, well, at least I know I'm going to live another year now, because that's what the doctor said. He'll see me next year. So, that I know. And, today we got a little bit job to do. I have to take electric drill and bits and cord and all that along with me down the Legion. John locked the filing cabinet up and we don't have a key for it, so I says I'll get it open. gonna have to drill the lock out and have to do that because the things that are inside it we need. And one of the things he says, if I come in today and do the Legion, he'll take the weekend. So I have the weekend off, believe it or not. And as soon as Nancy heard that, there, boy, a big smile came on her face. I have no idea what's going to be happening for the weekend. I know we are going dancing tonight. I have no idea about Saturday night. We'll approach that. We'll find out when we approach that time. Other than that, I don't know. My laptop starting to have problems with it. It wants to keep running self-diagnostics on it, and something's wrong there somewhere because never had that problem before. And I know last night I went to use it, and it hung up on me, so I'm going to have to find out what's going on with that. And I finally got the grass cut the other day. I took the tractor apart. Here I found I had dirt in the carburetor. When I removed the bowl, the bottom of the bowl, there was a lot of sediment in there. And it also blocked the float needle. I had it stuck open.
threw the carburetor down into the piston head and locked it up. I removed the spark plug, spun it over, and it just kept spitting fuel out, so I knew something was wrong with the carburetor. And, of course, took that apart, cleaned it up real good. But while I had everything apart, I replaced the fuel line coming from the fuel tank, new fuel filter, and flushed the gas tank out. So let's see what happens now. I noticed I was starting to have problems starting it through the past couple weeks. And it just got to the point where it wouldn't turn over at all. Well, anyhow, I got that straightened out and I got the grass cut. K8MHC in the group, W3ZRQ.
And I would also check your oil level. That much fuel, you can have seepage down between the rings. And you can sure lower the viscosity of your oil. And it would be slow, but eventually it can cause excessive wear. So it might even be advisable to, if you do have a little bit more oil than you should, or smell it. You smell the tinge of gasoline, then dump it. Change the oil. Now, since somebody knows that there's already intelligence out there, and they want to know about, if they know that there's intelligence on Earth, then Mr. Quentin, don't pass it off too glibly. You remember what a brain that's supposed to be the best brain on Earth has said about it. He has said, let's not advertise ourselves that if there is intelligence out there, that we might not want them to know about us until we find out more about them. That instead of being the greatest news, it could be devastating news. So who knows? The shadow knows. WU3S, KMHC in the group.
WU3S, guys, mentioned the surprise news. I understand that under tropical conditions, bamboo is one of the fastest growing plants. It has been said that you can hear it grow. It will grow almost while you're watching it. It will grow at the rate of a foot per day. So, wild bamboo, of course, grows in the U.S. of A. in many places. And it's said to be a weed because it does grow quite rapidly, but takes over. And it's very hard to get rid of because if you just cut it to the ground, that doesn't kill it. It sets out, what do they call it, a rhizome from the root that makes new plants right away. So, I have never experienced hearing anything grow, but I have read that bamboo is the one to watch. W3ZRQ, this is the WU3S.
Okay, Quentin. That's something I never heard of before, that you could actually hear bamboo